Be seated. Good morning and welcome. It is good to have you here this morning. And I thank you, thank the worship team again for that last song, Impossible Things. Our God is a God of the impossible. And He will continue to be a God of the impossible. It's time for a new season. And my prayer is we move through this transition time today and over these next 2-3 weeks as Steve comes in 2 weeks, that it would be for you and for us as a congregation a time of hope, a time of anticipating, looking ahead and saying, God, what is it that you choose to do in and through us in this next season? Format this morning will be a little bit different in this transition Sunday. I want to share a few words of thanks and exhortation. Then we are going to move into what we call, or I call, a covenant of release. And then Catherine is going to share a few words of looking forward, looking ahead into that visioning time. So thank you, as a congregation, thank you for the privilege of sharing in this role of interim pastor over these last 18 months. In the past this morning again, and talking to some people, it's just like, how can 18 months go by so fast? A year and a half is like, and it's going, you know. It's a quick process. Gloria, thank you. She's not even listening to me. Look at that. She's not even listening to me. Thank you for your love and your care and your support and your prayers, encouragement over these last 18 months as well. It's been vital, and I appreciate that very much. Gathering Church. Claire said she's going to bug me today. She did say that. Gathering Church, Gloria and I just want you folks to know as well how much we love you folks. We thoroughly enjoy worshiping and connecting and celebrating and just being a part of the gathering. We really do. Simply being with you. I love your passion for Jesus. I love your willingness to serve. I love your desire to impact and change the world around you, to be Jesus to that world. That inspires me and encourages me. And as I've shared over the last 2 weeks, the last two messages, I believe firmly that God is desiring to move us forward, to stretch us as a congregation. It's a new season, and I believe God is going to inspire with new vision and passion. And I just want to encourage you as a church, as individuals, again, invite God to inspire and to instill a new vision in you. And then, folks, again, respond in obedience. And that will not always be easy, but it'll be so worth it. To all of those who served in leadership, the board of directors, vision and care, Catherine, Rachel, thank you for loving as you have led. Thank you to, and this sounds trite to say thank you, but to those of you as leaders, but to each one of you who has served, these folks over here on the tables, the worship teams, the greeters, the setting up chairs, the kids' corners people, the refreshments, all of you who serve and give and work, again, I just say thanks and bless you. And I trust that you enjoy and sense God's blessing on your life. And I would just so much echo Paul's statement, as we'll read again in Colossians 3 a little later on, where he says, whatever you do, literally, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Live and love as servants of Jesus Christ. And you do that well. Catherine, what can I say? Thank you. It's been a joy and a privilege to pastor with you over these last 18 months, to serve along with you. God has blessed you with an amazing love for people. And I know that's born out of her love for Jesus. And he just sort of pours into you and you just pour it out to other people. Again, to me, one of the visions of Catherine will be just what took place here this morning. These two little gals coming in, not Miranda. I mean, Miranda too, but the other two little gals coming in and just wanting to be hugged, wanting to be with Catherine. That to me is such a vision of God's love through her, through you, Catherine, to others. Your compassion, your insight and wisdom, your energy and passion to lead, your ability to make Jesus real to other people. I appreciate that. And I know that is a gift to me. It's been a gift to me. It's been a gift to this congregation. And Gathering Church, do we know how blessed we are to have Pastor Steve coming in leadership, to have Catherine continuing in leadership? I don't know that we could have it any better. So Catherine, bless you. Thank you. Can we give her a hand? We need to, yeah. It's a rowdy group this morning. Again, such good reasons, real beautiful reasons to celebrate. A few final words of exhortation. And I'm going to invite you to grab a scripture if you'd like to. It's not going to be on the screen. And turn to Colossians 3. It's page 156 in the New Testament toward the end of the Bible. Final words of exhortation, and I always find that word a word that we never ever use really other than in church. But it's a great word, exhortation, that prodding, spurring, lifting, encouraging others on. And I'd like you to hear these words from Colossians 3, starting in verse 12. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the body, in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. Yeah, and folks, whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. If I had asked you this morning when you came into church and sat down, if I had said, I want you to write down three or four words that describe yourself. Think about that for a second. What words would you have used? Would you have used the word chosen, holy, and loved? I probably wouldn't have. Those would not have been the first words that came to mind. And yet they're in such, I believe, incredibly inspired words of God to remind you and me, you are chosen. You are holy, and you are loved by God. What an incredible, awesome privilege. You and I are chosen. We're adopted into God's family. You're God's son. You're his daughter. 1 John 3, verse 1 says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us. And I love that word. He's poured it out, has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God, for that is what we are. Think about that this morning. Isn't it? In the prayer before we started, the first song we sang this morning is, God, you amaze me. And if you aren't amazed with the fact that he has chosen you as his son or his daughter, then we need firecrackers or something. You know? But that to me is just amazing. And not only that, God considers us holy. 1 Peter 2, verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who has called you." You're chosen, you are holy, not because you put a good big check into that offering plate this morning, not because you served and really did all the prep work for the last community supper, or because you led the worship team this morning, or because you did the nursery, or that's not why you're holy, you're chosen. But if you and I, at that point, we've invited Christ into our lives, he, God the Father, sees Jesus in us and sees us as holy in his sight. Holy doesn't mean perfect, doesn't mean pure, doesn't mean perfect in his sight. He sees us as holy, set apart for a purpose, set apart to bring glory and honor to God. You're chosen. You are holy. You are loved. And I'd love, you know, if we could fly banners above us, that would be the banner I would love each one of us to fly. I am chosen. I am loved. I am holy in God's eyes. What better banner to proclaim to the world? But not only that, Paul says, gathering church folks, clothe yourselves. This morning you went to the closet and you said, what am I going to wear? That's going to look good today. Some of you didn't have a thing. You just went to the closet and you grabbed something, didn't you? I know. So did I. Every once in a while, my wife will say, "Claire, are you wearing that?" Not often, mind you, but every once in a while. Clothe yourself, Paul says. It's my last chance. Did you know it? Clothe yourselves, Paul says, with what? Clothe yourself with compassion, with kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Clothe yourself. Those qualities, those characteristics of Christ should be as evident to other people as the clothes we wear. Think about that for a second. The clothes I wear, the things that you see when you meet a person, we should also be seeing compassion and humility and meekness. That should be part of the character that we have clothed ourselves with. When others see you, do they see the compassion of Jesus Christ? Grace, care, expressed through your kindness, your humility. Gathering Church, continue to be a compassionate people. That would be the one word among others, many others, that I would use to describe you as a church, us as a church, is a compassionate, loving, caring people. Continue to be a compassionate people. Let the humility of Jesus be demonstrated through the joy of your relationships. And I'm going to say that again. Let the humility of Jesus be evident through the joy of your relationships. And again, relationships, I believe, are such a vital part of who we are as a church. How are you going to clothe yourself as you walk to the office, to vacation, wherever it is on Monday morning? How will you clothe? What will you be clothed with in terms of those characteristics of Jesus? And also, yes, there will be times when you have to bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive. Yeah, there's times we have to bear with each other. Forgiveness just needs to be granted at times. It's easier, much easier at times to criticize than to complain and to react. And Paul says, no, set that aside. There's time for forgiveness. Our world, I believe that our world needs to see us as believers forgiving so that they know what it's like for Jesus to forgive. They need to see that example. One final item of clothing, verse 14. Above all, clothe yourself with what? Love. That's sort of the top hat. That's the overcoat. That's the final item. Cover, you know, all the others need to be covered with love, which binds together, everything together in perfect harmony. And think about that for a moment. And I don't think I've ever worn a tuxedo. Some of you have. Throw on the tux, the tie, the whatever you call it, the bun, or I don't know what it's called around the waist. You know, you know, but isn't it then to put on the top hat? That would just put it off. That's what love should be. The compassion, the kindness, the humility, all of those characteristics of Jesus are in us and shown and demonstrated through us. But then we put on love, which just puts it all together in perfect harmony. And folks, if people come into this congregation, if people interact with you and I and do not experience the love of Jesus Christ, then we've missed the boat a little bit, maybe more than a little bit. God's call is to love. Because it's out of love, I believe, that people are going to see the compassion and the grace of Jesus. Let peace rule your heart. And I love the fact that Paul used that word. Because sometimes there's a point where we simply need to choose peace. Let peace rule your heart. Let the Word of God dwell in you, folks. Let it dwell in you so that it pours out of you with wisdom and admonishment, encouragement to others, that it pours out of you in worship and praise to our Heavenly Father. And finally, whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father. And my prayer for you as a gathering church, for me, for us as a gathering church, is that God would give each of us individually and as a body His wisdom and His strength to live according to His will, to walk in obedience to Him and with Him. So I'm going to invite us to transition into what we call a covenant of release. Thank you for the privilege of serving as your pastor for this past season of interim ministry. Both Gloria and I have appreciated your love and your care, your friendship, your grace. It has been my privilege to lead and minister to this congregation, all the while being blessed by you as we've worshiped and served together. As of July 31st, I will no longer be your pastor. Our relationships will change to that based on a friendship relationship, not on a pastoral basis. And as a way of helping to transition the gathering church and myself from this role as pastor, we will not be attending the gathering for a number of months. But following that time, we will return, Lord willing, to worship, to serve, to be a part of this congregation we call the gathering. And I pray God's continued blessing and direction on this congregation, its leadership, as you transition into a new season under Pastor Steve's leadership. And I would also, on behalf of Gloria and I, continue to welcome your continued prayer and encouragement in our lives. As I welcomed the call to serve you as interim pastor, so now I welcome your release from that call. If there is factual information regarding our work here that I have not yet adequately conveyed to leadership, I will remain open to do that in the weeks ahead. Personal belongings will be removed from the office and keys returned. And I commit my support and my prayers for Pastor Steve and all who lead this congregation. As of July 31st, I will no longer be in the employ of the Gathering Church, and as such, will not be involved in any official ministry role. And in the benedictory statement, may the Lord bless you and keep you. And I would invite your response as a congregation.
Claire, we release you from responsibilities that we have asked you to carry when we're called to this ministry.
Sorry.
We give ourselves to change our expectations of your availability to us. And bless you.
Thank you. Over the past 18 months, Pastor Catherine and Rachel and I, along with the support of the church leadership, have carried the spiritual responsibility for the gathering church to shepherd this flock, as it were. And when I was welcomed into the role of interim pastor, you as a body, led by, I believe, Kathy that morning, you as a body prayed that during this time together, we would grow in our understanding of Scripture, of God's love, and of how together we could faithfully be the hands and feet of Jesus. You also asked that I would listen to you, pray for you, and bring leadership to the areas of need, that I would encourage and challenge you and lead you in hope, and most of all, that I would love you. And my prayer is that this has taken place. On Celebration Sunday, several weeks ago in June, you graciously filled our bucket, Gloria and I. You filled our bucket physically with notes, cards, and as well emotionally and spiritually through your comments and your love. In a continuation of that theme, I too have filled a bucket with you. In this container, here and you will see on the screen, our host of balls, various colors, various sizes, each one with a name on it, your names. And to the best of my knowledge, and I won't, say it's perfect, but to the best of my knowledge, every child, baby, teen, adult, member, non-member, even some who have only been here maybe a few times, your name is on a ball in that bucket. And to me, that bucket became symbolic of the gathering church. Difference, colors, shapes, sizes. But each of you holding a place, each of you bringing your gifts and your value to this body of believers we call the gathering church. Each of you having a place here, each of you belonging. Because if one of those balls is taken out, there's an empty space. Each of you belong. And it is now as your interim pastor, along with Catherine and Rachel, we are going to hand this responsibility symbolically for you, the gathering church, back to our church leadership, who will shortly then hand that responsibility over to Pastor Steve. And Pastor Steve, along with Catherine and Rachel and others, will then continue to shepherd this flock we call the gathering. So I'm going to invite, and I was going to do this before, wasn't I? But would you come up now? Leadership, come on up. Vision and Care, Board of Directors. A number, Rachel and a number of others, are on holidays today and so are not able to be there. But again, symbolically, Catherine and I would like to pass this emblem, this symbol of the church, to you as leadership and bless you as you go. And I'm going to ask Catherine if she would pray a blessing on our leadership, current, and Pastor Steve as well.
Let's just join in prayer together. God, I thank you that you are a God who believes deeply in individuals and as individuals becoming community, that you are a God that desires us to use all that you have invested into us to serve the church, to serve each other, and to serve the broader community. And so I thank you, God, for each of the leaders who are here before us this morning and those who aren't able to be in attendance. God, I thank you for the board of directors. I thank you for their faithfulness to the task of leading. God, I'm thankful for their humble submission to learning over the past 18 months. God, to seeing new ways, to opening themselves up to different understandings of what it means to lead. As Christian men and women. God, I thank you for the Vision and Care team, God, who who stands often in the wings as people of prayer and people of encouragement, God. Thank you that they hold deeply the value of the church and the values of the individuals that make up the church. And may you continue to encourage them and give them a passion towards your people and towards the community around us. And so we thank you, God, for the time they take to lead and to pray and to care for us as a body and as a staff. God, we pray for Pastor Steve. Lord, we're so thankful that he has said yes to the calling to come to the Gathering Church. God, we thank you that all the days of his life you have been using to prepare him for this because you knew this was where he would journey to. So God, we pray over the next couple of weeks as he prepares to come that you would be present in his goodbyes, God, that there would be gentle words of affirmation spoken over him, that you would give him time and time with his family to catch their breath and to be prepared for the new. And that, God, that you would be their protector, that you would protect them from all evil, from all lies, and from all discouragement, God. But you would fill them with just hope-filled expectation of this which you have called them to. And may we be a people of welcome, God, as we await the new, as we welcome this leader that you have called to the Gathering Church. And God, we thank you for Claire, and we thank you for Claire and Gloria as a couple. God, we thank you for how they also said yes to the calling of the church and the calling on their lives. God, we thank you that they have served with such love, just such encouragement, such joy, God, that they have hugged us, as it were, as a group, as a faith community. God, I thank you for the gifts of Claire that have been used to build the church and to build into the leadership and the staff team in these months that he has been with us. And God, we just pray your blessing of encouragement over Claire and Gloria's lives. God, we ask for peace in their home. We ask for wellness and for the many people that they are caring for and concerned for right now. And God, we pray that you would give them unity as a couple and strength to continue daily to know you and to believe in you and to be hope-filled people. And again, we give praise for them. In your name we pray. Amen. We are going to pray a blessing over Claire, and I just wanted to note that this was a blessing that we also prayed as a congregation over Jim Leptison on his final Sunday, and both Claire and I have found such incredible blessing from these words that we've looked at over the past little while and said, yes, let's use this as a blessing for Claire and Gloria and also for us as a congregation. So Claire and Gloria, I'm actually going to invite you to come forward, and We will pray this together, and it's hard to close our eyes when we need to read what's on the screen, but let's just make this for us a moment of blessing. Okay. As you leave this place and this season of ministry with us, we leave you with this prayer of blessing. May you... Christ's incarnation, baptism, death on the cross, resurrection, ascension, and his coming again. May you arise each day in the power of the Holy Spirit to hold you and lead you, God's eyes to watch over you, his might to uphold you, his ear to hear you, his wisdom to teach you, the word of God to speak through you, shield to guard you against snares of evil, against temptations of vices, against inclinations of nature, against everyone who shall wish you ill, afar and near, alone and in a crowd. Christ behind you, Christ in you, Christ beneath you, Christ above you,
Christ on your right,
Christ on your left,
Christ where you lie,
where you sit,
Christ, where you arise. In the heart of every person who thinks of you, Christ in the mouth of every person who speaks to you, Christ in every eye that sees you, Christ in every ear that hears you. May you arise each day in the power of the Father, Son, and Spirit, the power of God's creation surrounding you, praising the Lord for your salvation and your calling, empowered by His Spirit to be all who you are created to be and to do all what you are called to do to the glory of God. Amen. Thank you.
The words within that blessing, which is a beautiful part of blessing, is extend a blessing, declare, but they're also a reminder to us. And I invite us as a congregation to be praying for Claire and Gloria in the days and the months ahead, that they won't physically be here, but we don't want to forget them in our prayers. And we know, Gloria, that there's some medical issues in your family. And so we want to be people who surround you in that. So last night I had the pleasure of babysitting two nephews and a niece. And as I was putting three-year-old Emma to bed, she was telling me that she had moved out of needing pull-ups, and she was now wearing pajamas to bed, and she was very, very proud of that. But then she told me as she threw on these pajamas that these pajamas are almost too small for me, too anti-cath, and so I'm going to put them in the box for Sienna, because Sienna is smaller than me. And so when Sienna gets these, I know I'll get something new. And I tell that because within our lives and what we're doing here today is we're marking an ending. We're marking an ending of a season. We're marking an ending of this interim time where we've invited Claire to come and lead us. And at the same time, we're marking a beginning. And we want to pause at the ending because we want to say thank you. And we want to say there's sadness in our hearts that this has come to an end. And we want to, as we have, bless you and to fill your buckets and say so much that you have invested into us and you have led us well. And then it seems almost within the same breath, we have to mark this as a new beginning. But that new beginning doesn't take away from what we have had, what we've been experiencing. And so today, as we mark a goodbye, we have just a couple of weeks, and then we're going to mark a hello, a new beginning. And what I love about God is that God is in the business of new beginnings. So that when things come to an end, rarely do is in Scripture does it talk about being an ending, but it talks about this newness that comes out of the endings, that we look forward to something that begins. 12 years ago, Jim Leptison felt very called to plant a church in the area, Fisher Holman in Ottawa, and he was encouraged by others, and he was encouraged by Scripture and by answered prayers, and so the gathering church really was created, and it marked a beginning. And then, as it happens, endings come. And I remember really clearly the day that Jim said to me, "Catherine, I really feel like I'm being called out of the gathering." And it seemed impossible to me. It just felt to me that Jim and the gathering church went hand in hand and that would be permanent. And there was sorrowing in that. And I confess to you that I thought, I don't know, gathering church, how we're going to do without the leadership of Jim. It just felt so hand in hand. And yet, almost immediately as Jim left, we were called to go further into our ministry at Chandler Mott. And we welcome Claire and Gloria, and we welcome new faces and new opportunities. And what marked a sad ending all of a sudden became the welcoming of new, of God's power and Spirit amongst us. And again, though we have not forgotten Pastor Jim and the ministries here, his ministry here, we were able to release him. And I don't speak with him often, but when I do, he talks about it still amazes him that he knew that he was called out and that he knew that he was called into something. And it's radically different than what he said goodbye to here. And God is in that new, and God is growing, and God is taking care of the places and the people through Jim. When we welcome Claire in, we knew that we're welcoming in some with completely different giftings than Jim. We knew that. And so what has happened, church, is that we have been so deeply blessed by the way that God has gifted Claire. I laugh sometimes that when Jim left, he left with maybe a file folder of 11 pages, which was Jim. And as Claire leaves, he leaves us in a place of deep, deep, deep organization, deep understanding of structure and how we can follow through on things, which will just only give us deeper roots and roots that will be able to sustain us. I was reading an article the other day that scientists created what they thought was a perfect natural world where they put a big globe, I think it's called a biosphere, a big globe of glass over top of nature, as it were, and they grew things. But what they realized were that the trees kept falling down, and they couldn't figure out why did the trees fall down when we created everything perfectly. And what they realized was that they hadn't put wind into this perfect world, and that trees actually need wind to make them strong. So when the wind comes, it pushes them in such a way that it builds strength within their root system. And so without wind, that we would think maybe trees don't need wind because we'd think it knocks them over. In fact, it was the wind, the winds of change, the winds of the storm that the trees needed to keep them strong. And so Gathering Church, we're going through a time that may feel a little windy, but we've got really, really deep roots. We are able to welcome the new. We are able to learn from someone new. We're able to follow a pathway that God will put out before us. A verse that has been really important to me has been Psalm 27. And Andy's going to put that verse up there. It's the last verse from Psalm 27. And it talks about, be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. We have been in a period of the interim, this waiting. We knew it. I've often, as we've said, as Claire and I have talked, we've talked about, we knew this day would come where we would have to say goodbye, because in the beginning, we always knew that the ending was going to be here. And the word interim, it talks about being a time of provision, a time of caretaking. And it always is a temporary time. And so, Claire and Glory, we thank you. We thank you for caregiving us, for providing for us in this interim. And now, in that time that we have been waiting for the new, we have been invited to wait expectantly. And expectantly says with a feeling, with an excited feeling, that something is about to happen, especially something good. And so as we wait for and confidently expect the Lord, what we're waiting for is that something good that is about to happen. And so as we wait for the next couple of weeks, and as we learn with Pastor Steve and from Pastor Steve, I encourage us to be a people of expectant hope, to know that God has gone before us, that God is with us, that God has plans for us, and that we can continue to, with joy, lean into this journey that God has in store for us. We're going to conclude our sermon, our service today, with a song, and then we'll invite Claire up at the end. We'll do a final benediction with and over Claire. So, worship team, I invite you to come forward.
Song, so hopefully some people are familiar with it. It's a song about crossroads, and we're at a crossroad, and we're at a time where we need to, again, as Claire invited us, to open our hearts, ask the Lord for vision, ask Him for passion, and so which way are we going to choose to go? So I just invite you to stand, and as soon as you are familiar with this, join us.